And I think the biggest characteristic of wholesaling is fast money, mm-hmm. right? So this can happen in 2 weeks. This can turn around in 2 weeks. I just got a check coming in every 2 weeks. 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 12,000, 20,000, 50,000, 70,000. Every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks. Even if real estate is not your thing, wholesaling allows you to do. I know a guy that got into wholesaling and he was funding his rap career with his wholesale money.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not necessarily something that you got to love real estate to do. It's something that'll put quick cash in your hands.
It's a vehicle.
Where you don't necessarily have to come in with cash or credit.
And the thing about wholesale real estate as well too, most, especially new people getting into the game, they always just think that it's about the house. You're dealing with distress issues, right? Distressed owners. The property's either distressed or the owner's distressed. Something has to be distressed for them to sell it at a wholesale price. So the pros and cons of flipping, I would say, is that you can do less, but maybe equal out to the same amount of money, right? So maybe I can do 3 or 4 flips a year. You know, let's say this wholesaling company is doing 20,000 a month, you know, doing 3 deals a month. That's 36 deals a year. That's a little over probably, what, $250,000. And let's say I do 4 flips at $60,000 in profit. Exactly. That's the same money. Right. You know, a pro with that is that you don't have to, you know, go in, you know, market and sit down with sellers and try to negotiate and find the deals. You can kind of rely on the wholesalers mm-hmm. and just make sure that your numbers are right. You can sit at home and wait until you got a good deal. Boom. And then you move on it. All right. Welcome back to Moguls in the Making. I'm your host, Catch a Bag O.
And I'm your host, Tyrone Johnson. We ready to give you something special today.
Yeah. So in this episode, we are going to talk about wholesaling versus flipping and which one you need to do. Make sure that you stay tuned for this episode coming up next.
All right.
Welcome back, man. We in this episode, Moguls in the Making. Me and Tyrone here have built up a 10-plus million-dollar real estate portfolio. We've done subject twos. We've done flipping. We've done wholesaling. We've done seller financing. We've done everything. Lease options.
Parts.
Everything, okay? But in this video today, we're talking about the difference between wholesaling and flipping, the pros and cons of each. First off, to kind of give them a preface, what is wholesaling and kind of what is flipping, you know, just general sense?
Wholesaling, right? So wholesaling is going to be basically the pawn shop of real estate, right?
Yeah.
So why do people sell their houses for super duper cheap? Why do people sell their Super Bowl rings for cheap, right? They're in need of selling the property. We're looking to get off-market properties when you're wholesaling. And what you're looking to do is you're basically going and getting a seller that's interested in selling, say, at $50,000, and you're looking to get them under contract, and you're actually selling that contract, which is called an assignment agreement, to the end buyer, let's say for $60,000, and then you make that $10,000 in the middle. So you've wholesaled that property. You're basically selling the contract, assigning the contract of your interest in the front end to the back end buyer. And in that instance, I mean, you're able to make these type of fees, $10,000, $30,000, $70,000, $60,000. We're closing on a $60,000 wholesale this week that we've only had under contract for 3 weeks.
Yeah, right? we got what, 85,000 on the board this week.
Exactly.
And wholesale fees, right? So it's 100% doable. But flipping is the person on the backside. So, you know, getting that deal for $60,000, now I got it. Now I got to, you know, get contractors and materials and orchestrate it or do it myself, you know, to be able to renovate that property and then maybe sell it for, you know, $150,000, right? So I'll make it all nice and pretty, just like HGTV. Obviously, you guys know what flipping is. That's more of mainstream media. So
exactly.
Pros and cons of both. What's maybe, you know, tell you how you want to go about this?
Man,
you
I think we
wholesale
should.
Wholesale deep dive first?
So this is what we're going to talk to y'all about today. We're going to give y'all a wholesale deep dive. We're going to unveil flipping as well. We're going to give y'all some pros and cons. And then just go kind of in like to like some risk analysis stuff, market conditions and trends, stuff like that as well. But I think let's start off on just deep diving into both sides of it, just telling exactly what they are.
Yeah.
And the key characteristics of them. So let's start with wholesaling.
Okay. Kind of do this. I'm gonna speak a little advanced here for some of you out there on our channel who can understand this. So I'm gonna look at it from a business standpoint. So wholesaling, you have, you know, you, right? And then you have your marketing that you need to put out there consistently. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to pull a list, right? In a lot of cases, you know, if you're going a cheaper route, you're doing cold calling or texting, mm-hmm. you need to skip trace that list. You need to use a software, right, to put that list into, mm-hmm. right, like a triple line dialer. You got cold callers. That's an expense. You know, you hire them. They call for you. You get those leads. You communicate with them, negotiate with them, and then you get the deal under contract. And then you need to market it to a buyer and then send it over to the title company. And that's pretty much your business.
Exactly. Right? And I believe, like, you know, just starting out, this is the thing that I'll tell you guys that a lot of people don't really tell you is wholesaling is actually cash flow as well. It can be a cash flowing business for you if you build it as a business.
Absolutely.
Right? Because when it comes to wholesaling, I think the biggest characteristic of wholesaling is fast money. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's, hey, this can happen in 2 weeks. This can turn around in 2 weeks. I just got a check coming in every 2 weeks. 10,000, 10,000, 10,000, 12,000, 20,000, 50,000, 70,000. Every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks. Right? And what that allow you to do is easily build a business behind that. So now those checks might be coming in, but it's 10,000, but, you know, 2,000 of that is going to your team.
Yeah.
Right? And you're taking home 8, but also you're hands off now.
Right.
Right. So now you're able to go and build any other businesses. You're going to invest in different things. You can turn yourself into the flipper. You can turn yourself into the rental investor, but it allows you to get that cash on hand to do things, even if real estate is not your thing. Wholesaling allows you to do. I know a guy that got into wholesaling and he was funding his rap career with his wholesale money.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not necessarily something that you got to love real estate to do. It's something that'll put quick cash in your hands.
It's a vehicle.
You don't necessarily have to come in with cash or credit. Mm-hmm. Right. You can get things done for a very cheap price. But when it comes down to it, you know, you're looking for distressed properties. You're looking to secure contracts and then you're assigning them over to investors.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about wholesale real estate as well, too, most people really, especially new people getting into the game, they always just think that it's about the house, right? You're dealing with distressed issues, right? Distressed owners. The property's either distressed or the owner's distressed. Something has to be distressed for them to sell it at a wholesale price, right? Or else they would just go and list it on the market and not have to worry about you. But they want the fast cash for a reason. They just over it. They done with it. Problematic tenants, inherited the property, probate, pre-foreclosure, whatever it is. There's a numerous amount of reasons why somebody would want to work with you, but you got to go and find those people, right? On the other side of it.
Yeah, see? Before you get out of there.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You get out of there, even to flow into flipping is, you're hands off as a wholesaler. You're doing no work.
Right. No work.
You're not putting in no work in the property.
$0. You're not touching the hammer. None of that stuff.
Right. So just to transfer over from that to flipping, you know, that's a big thing. Now your work is getting out there and finding those wholesale deals at the cheap price and they're off market.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting deals that people normally wouldn't see. Okay. That's the work that you are putting in though. And that's why you're getting paid for that contract.
Yeah.
Let's go into flipping.
Well, and just to add on a little bit to that, that's why me and Tyrone believe that wholesaling is the best skill that you can learn, because you don't have any cash, you don't have any credit, you can come into the game, make a lot of cash, make a lot of money, have that growing, going for you, and then you can dive into other things, right?
Absolutely.
But as far as flipping goes, flipping is a little bit more bougie a little bit, I think, in my opinion, right? Like flippers, they sit back, they wait for the wholesalers to bring them their food. I want this one, I want that one, I want, you know, they're very much more bougie and very more entitled.
Right.
Right. They have more of entitled, and I'm just saying in general, obviously it's a lot of cool, super cool buyers, wholesalers and buyers.
Right.
Like us, we wholesale and buy. Yeah. But anyway, that's kind of just the mindset behind it. But with buying, right, you're going through, you're making sure that your numbers work. Hey, it's much more construction heavy, right? So you don't need to have a background in construction, but you definitely need to know and be conservative on your materials,
man,
on your budget, on the even be conservative on the people who's doing the work on the property.
Yeah.
because, you know, a good deal can turn not so good of a deal, you know, in a matter of that, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, guys, keep this in mind, too. You can do still the same things that you do in finding a wholesale property. You can market for them, all of that stuff, and just get direct to seller as well as flippers as well. It's just a little bit more front-end work that flippers, they like, I already have the money and the situation, so I'd rather just pay a wholesaler $10,000 to go and do all of that instead of me putting $10,000 into marketing and doing all of this. You know, when they're the deal finders, I'm the person that like to actually buy the deals and get and, you know, and look at, they may be looking at 100 deals a month from different wholesalers, right? But keep this in mind, when flipping, your biggest thing is construction.
Yes.
Your biggest thing is construction. If you don't pick the right construction team, I mean, your whole flipping business is going to go into the ground. Yeah.
So
as Amari said, definitely educate yourself on construction, but also you want to get with some pros in your market, right? So you want to go and I'm going to give y'all a tip here, okay? You want to go in and in another video we explain how to run ARVs and stuff, right? So you see these properties on the MLS that are flipped and they look very beautiful and stuff like that. Well, you can go online and find out, you know, what contractors, and this is in our market. I'm not sure if you can in other markets, but if you're in a public state, you definitely can find it. But there is, contractors have to go in and put in permits on property. So if you search that address and you find the person that put in the permits for that property, he's the one that did that work on that sexy flip that you're looking at.
Mm.
Now, if you look at it and if you look at a couple of those and you see the same reoccurring name, you're like, wait a minute, I know this guy's good because his properties are selling on market, so that means they finished the jobs out correctly. But it also gives you some reference to how many properties that they're doing and stuff like that. Tip number two is with flipping is, man, make sure that they show you their work. Like, they can't just say, yeah, I know how to do, you know, pretty much everything. Like, okay, can you take me to like two projects that you've done or something that you're doing right now? Let's kind of walk through it and kind of see what you got going. You know what I'm saying? And then you may have another contractor that, or somebody in your family or anybody that knows something about, you know, construction, walk the property with you. You know what I'm saying? A realtor even, a property manager even, right? They deal with contractors all the time and they may say, man, no, man, this dude don't know what he's doing. I wouldn't work with him. Like,
yep.
I'm looking at how he ran the pipes
yep.
and stuff like that. Nah, that's not going to work. You know what I'm saying? So that's a huge thing to do, you know, getting started out. Because if you get with that wrong construction guy, like Omari said, very fast, a $40,000 rehab can turn into a $90,000 rehab. Or you can have contractors running off where you're now paying double the price. So that's the risk in flipping, right? Because you have all of those specific plays going on at the same time that you have to manage. You have to manage your projects.
Yeah, but you get a bigger reward if you can do that and
absolutely
successfully, right? So a couple other things, T just hit on it a little bit, is that contractors will run off, right? You probably heard it. How do you get around that? Don't take cash.
Exactly.
You know, that's the biggest thing. Don't take cash. They only going to take cash and things like that. Do not do that. Absolutely do not do that. Absolutely do not do that. So that's the quickest way to get burned, especially you're out of state. You're paying people just cash or just, you know, doing stuff that you just don't normally do and you're doing it. Yeah, I got it'll make us do the work faster and all of whatever they're saying. No, do not do it. Go slower. And I promise you, you'll still get to the finish line. So that's something to add to that. Another thing is just make sure that, you know, when you are actually evaluating the property, that you are looking through everything. Kind of create a system, right? The big ticket items as well as the cosmetic items, right? So big ticket items, what are those? That's the roof. That's the electrical. That's the plumbing. That's the foundation, right? That's the windows. That's the siding.
Yeah.
Some things can go unmissed because, you know, I went in, I got my numbers right, but dang, I got 25 windows in here, all of them right. I didn't think about that. Boom, that's a whole nother bill, and now that just cut my profit almost in half because I just didn't spot that out and I didn't take my time and go through with the contractor kind of almost line by line to make sure that I'm, you know, taking into account everything that I need to make sure that I'm successful in this project. Lastly, with this one, this is another huge tip. Oh, my goodness. Another huge tip. So, T, I'm a match your energy because what he gave you was gold. Going in there and on the MLS, going and finding the person that's pulling the permits, that's gold, right? You're already going with an expert and you see their work, right? another huge one is when you come up with your contracts, we got all this paperwork, we got construction paperwork, all this stuff that we have that we run through our business. We've done many successful different flips, things like that over the years, and we've, you know, managed to kind of curate this, and we can give it to you, we can sell it to you, you know, just reach out to us. But what you want to do is make sure that you have a timeline, a project timeline with the contractor. So when you start the project, right, let's say it's $30,000. When you start the project, you want to give them enough for just the materials.
Absolutely.
That's it. You always want to be behind the contractor on the project. I give you materials. They finish 30% of the project. Okay, I go and check it. The work is done. I pay them that. They do another 40% of work, right? Then I go and check it. So, right, so now I pay them 70%. Now they got another 30% to do it. So they're finishing out the project, and I've only paid them 70%.
Exactly.
So now here's what happens is if you do not do this, I can almost promise you, I will bet almost everything to you. Mm-hmm. I'll bet his house.
I already know what you're about to say.
If you do not do this.
I'll bet my house. Hold up.
Man. I'll bet his house. I'm so confident on it.
Hold up, man.
But, guys, when you – if you get towards the end of the project, contractors hate doing small jobs. So the job is done, but it's not done, right? You got blue tape stage, which is you got to come in and, oh, this light switch isn't right. We got to do a patchwork on the paint job. The backsplash need to be, you know, aligned and fixed in. You need to put trim around the door. The doorknob need to be on. All this other small things that needs to be done. Contractors hate it. They hate doing that, especially if they got the whole job. But if you pay that person 100% because they finished it, but you didn't do the blue tape stage, trying to get the contractor to come back and finish that is hell. You're going to spend 2 extra months trying to get that stuff done when it should take you 1 week. But if you withhold that money, you got 70%. They finish it. You're like, no. We got to do blue tape stage now. Like, you got to get it completely done. That's in our agreement. And, hey, if it's not done by this day, then we're – deducting $200 a day until it's done. That's how you line up the contractors and really submit the deal and keep the ball in your court and make sure that your projects stay on time.
Hey, last but not least, I definitely want to go through some pros and cons. So I'm going to go over the pros and cons of wholesaling. How about you go over the pros and cons of
flipping? Let's do it.
So wholesaling, obviously, like I said earlier, low upfront costs, right? You're not really paying that much to get started. Like flipping, you may need to have a good credit score and about $25,000 at least, you know what I'm saying, or $15,000 at least if you're using hard money or however it goes, right?
Yep.
And also in wholesaling, you got really quick transactions. I mean, our buyers are closing 7 days, 14 days, so that's quick, fast money turnaround, right?
Yeah.
And then also – what we were just talking about is all of that stuff that he just got done explaining, you don't have to do none of that. The risk is, super duper reduced when it comes to wholesaling. There's not much risk, involved as far as that goes. But cons, right? You're going to get the lower profit on the deal, right? So where you may have made 10, your investor, your flipper, he would have came in and, you know, in a couple months, he makes 60. Right. And so those are the things that you got to think about, too, when doing a deal. So some of those we'll take down ourselves, and we'll do what we call wholetail. We'll actually talk about that in another video and why to do that. That's a good one.
Exactly.
And then you are relying on a buyer network. Right. So you're relying on those buyers to come in and buy deals, mm-hmm. you know, so like when things slow down, like we just was talking about, like how the market slowed down and stuff like that. Those buyers sometimes will back up. So you got to have some true and through buyers that really trust you. And that's why you have to set this up and run this as a trustworthy business, because if these buyers trust you, they're going to continue to purchase in those times, and you'll still be able to run your business at that time. Last but not least is, you know, when you stop working, the business stop working.
Yep.
Right. So you got to stay in there and working unless you build it out, like I said, to where you can be a little bit more hands off, but you make a little bit less from the business over time. But those are the pros and cons of wholesaling, at least.
Yeah, so the pros and cons of flipping, I would say, is that you can do less, but maybe equal out to the same amount of money, right? So maybe I can do 3 or 4 flips a year. You know, let's say this wholesaling company is doing $20,000 a month, you know, doing 3 deals a month. That's 36 deals a year. That's a little over probably, $250,000? And let's say I do 4 flips at $60,000 in profit. Exactly. That's the same money. right? Yeah. So the pro in that is that obviously the fees are a lot larger. Also, you know, a pro with that is that you don't have to. You know, go in, you know, market and sit down with sellers and try to negotiate and find the deals. You can kind of rely on the wholesalers mm-hmm. and just make sure that your numbers are right. You can sit at home and wait until you got a good deal, boom, and then you move on it as long as they fit your numbers and criteria and things like that. That's another pro as well. A con that I would say is that, you know, you definitely need to have either other people's experience that you can lean on, or you need to be experienced enough to be able to pull the trigger, you know, on the property and feel comfortable, at least with some direction of construction, right, and how it works and what contractors tend to do. Because some things can look done to the eye, but it's really not done right, right? You got to still go back and redo it again. So different things like that is a con. So you need a strong team overall when it comes to flipping, right? You need a strong team. Obviously, construction is, you know, the most – you know, the thing that's weighted on the most, right? And being able to have a real strong team with that and managing people and stuff like that. Another con is that, you know, the market can kind of do, you know, different things as well. You know, I think wholesaling, if you got relationships with buyers, true relationships with buyers, you can kind of just adjust your price and still make money. You can be working on a project for 4, 5, 6 months mm-hmm. and the interest rate was at 4%, but now it's at 8%. That changed the whole game for what you thought that you would be making on that property.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing that you can do. You're already stuck in it. You can't back out the deal. You can't say, I don't want it. You're in there, right? And so, you know, that's definitely a con of it, but also a pro, I guess, you know, the area could get hotter and you could make more money, right? So yeah. It's kind of in between, you know, on that one. And I think another thing for flipping is that, you know, it's a lot more marketable, right? It's a lot more sexy. So if you want to build a brand as a flipper, it's easier to do. You got content for days. Hey, walk through this property and you can host different open houses. And I know this isn't something the front end people that, you know, you guys are wanting to do. You want to just make money right now. But as you start to build a brand and things like that, and, you know, you really want to do this full time if that's, you know, what you desire to do and start making content and things like that, it's very easy to, you know, do a day in the life or have content and where people were starting to, you know, go out there and see the type of product that you're putting out into the marketplace, and people were starting to really just, you know, go to the brand that you've built, you know. So I would say those are some of the pros and cons of flipping and things like that, you know.
For sure. Yeah, and I think that's the same with me. I think, you know, from my side of it, insight-wise, you know, what I would do if I had to start all the way over today is I would do the same way we did. I would continue to wholesale. But I would also, you know, pick off the best deals and learn how to get those deals funded and flip those and make the bigger profits while I'm still making those fast checks with wholesaling, because you find the art of the deal in wholesaling.
Yep.
And I think you'll be able to get fatter profits on your flips if you are getting direct to seller on those deals while maintaining that fast money that's coming in each and every month. So that's my take on it for sure.
Yep. And absolutely, if you learn how to hold, that's why me and Tyrone feel like the best way to get into real estate is through wholesaling, not just because of the fast money. Obviously, that's part of it, but it's the skill set that you learn, because if we don't have to wholesale it, we could make it as a rental. We could flip it. We could do whatever. The exit strategy doesn't matter. It's the art of being able to negotiate and understand how to get the property under contract. That's the valuable piece right there.
Absolutely.
You know, so I think if you learn how to do that, then you'll make a lot of money regardless of what you do.
For sure. Well, man, we thank y'all again. And like we said, as always, please subscribe, like, share, comment. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know if this really helped you. And if there's any videos that you guys are like super interested in seeing us talk about, like we said, we have crazy knowledge and within the real estate space. We've done a lot of different strategies, exit strategies. So definitely let us know that. Oh, you got something for them going out?
Get to work, man. Don't just watch the YouTube video and then, you know, not do nothing and then watch another one and then watch another one. Like, that's cool. We love the support. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe, by the way. But go out and actually do something. Do some homework. Like, if you're wholesaling, go out and say, okay, what marketing strategy am I about to do? And have that implemented by the next time you see our next video come out.
Exactly.
If you're flipping, go and connect with 10, 20 wholesalers and at least get a property that you're running numbers on that you're super close to, you know, get with the hard money lender. Make sure that your credit is good. Get everything lined up so when you do see something, you can actually make a move on it instead of it just being, you know, a thing off, you know, in the future. I wish I could. Like, do it now. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So that's what I got for y'all.
For sure, for sure. Just like that, man.
We out.
We out.